Okay, we have a question here from Brother Abdul Wahab, and he says, regarding the death of my son, is it qadr? And if it is qadr, why there is a question about fidya or not? He wants to know if his death of the son is qadr, then why should a person go ahead and accept fidya? For example, if his son died in an accident, for example.
Okay, so what is the meaning of qadr?
Mm-hmm.
It's destiny.
Yes.
It is something that preordained. And what is fidya? It's the blood money.
Mm-hmm.
So, the brother is asking if his son was involved in an accident and he died, and the driver is obliged to pay blood money
mm-hmm.
because he killed his son by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So he's asking, is it part of his destiny? Was it preordained
mm-hmm.
that his son would be killed?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes. Everything that happens was preordained. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah Azza wa Jal, when He created the pen, He instructed the pen to write. So mm-hmm. the pen said, O Lord, what should I write? Allah told him, write the destiny of all creatures
mm-hmm.
until the day of judgment.
Yes.
And this was 50,000 years before Allah created the creation.
SubhanAllah.
So everything has been written down. And our destiny has been already concluded and was written down in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the preserved tablets at Allah's side.
Mm.
But why accept blood money? Because this is the penalty the person who did the killing must pay, and it is prescribed by Allah Azza wa Jal.
Mm-hmm.
And you as the father or the guardian of the deceased, you have the right to forgive. And Allah encourages us in the Quran to forgive. So if you go to the man and say, listen, keep your money, I don't want it, may Allah forgive you, Allah will reward you, double the reward. But if you take the money, it's your God-given right. So I see no contradiction between being preordained and accepting the blood money.